The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, partner.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. And you?
Very good today.
We have a really exciting topic today.
Yes, you guys, you and the producer are super excited.
We are. We're thrilled. We have Scott Frazier, interior designer. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to it so much since you contacted me.
And so have we. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724, and you could suggest a topic that maybe we haven't covered in the past 3.5 years. We'd like to hear about it.
We're still looking for a fence specialist.
Yes, a fence guy.
Company.
Yep.
Yeah, fence guy, fence woman, fence company, fence something. We want to talk about fences. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. And that is mobile friendly, jruddy.com. You can view listings right from your smartphone. Okay, Scott Frazier, interior designer. How long have you been doing interior design, please?
I've been a designer for 15 years. I've spent 11 years at Ethan Allen over in Dixon City, and have worked on my own independently also for 15 years.
Very good. So you know a lot.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of environments and hopefully solved a lot of problems for people.
Okay, good. What we thought we'd talk to you today about is feng shui.
Yes.
Feng shui.
Yep. Either one
How
is
do
acceptable.
You pronounce it?
Either one is acceptable. They both, of course, refer to the same thing. It's just a bit of a difference in dialect, and that's indicative to the area, you know, that it was studied in, its background. And feng shui simply is, what it means is, if you break it down, it means wind and water. And the intention of feng shui is to live in harmony with your environment. And what someone, a feng shui practitioner or an interior designer myself who's well-versed in the topic can do is assist you in setting up your house so that the qi and the flow of qi is more conducive to create a happier environment.
Qi, the energy?
Qi is the energy, correct. And feng shui is an ancient Chinese art, and it's the art of placement and arrangement of space in an effort to control the flow of the qi.
Okay, so you don't want things, a lot of clutter.
Clutter's a biggie. You have to clear it out.
All right.
Clutter in your home equals clutter in your life, clutter in your head.
Okay.
You should see my garage.
I walk in and I walk out. I just slam the door behind me.
If it was robbed, I would never know. If it was ransacked.
You wouldn't know. It's...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Pretty much
That's
a mess. Okay.
Okay,
but
I don't know if you want to bring up about the open robbing you thing, though. You might want to keep that to a minimum, you know?
All right. So you have open spaces,
yes.
Less clutter.
Less clutter and not exactly open things. It's dependent on the room that you're in, if that room is going to be completely open, because there are definite practices and rules that would require me to place things in the center of the room.
Okay.
And it would be to, for instance, one of the things that people use in centers of spaces are crystals. And crystals are important in feng shui. And one of the best things with crystals, you really want to try to get your hands on a round one.
Why?
Because it will capture the most energy, and it also gets the qi to flow around like in a circular motion. So it keeps moving throughout the room.
So
it slows it down, because one of the key things in many different areas of the house is you want to slow the qi down, because if it's too fast and too active, it can also create like a negative energy.
Okay. So there's a balance here.
It's a very balanced thing. One of the key symbols in feng shui is the yin-yang symbol.
Right.
And that would be...
the black and white.
The black and white with the dot of each color in the largest part of its opposite color. And that is just to show... and that's an ancient Chinese symbol that shows balance.
Okay.
So the white side in the yin-yang symbol in feng shui is the male symbol, and it's also the symbol for like positive qi and daytime. The female symbol is in black, and that represents night and also a more calming feeling, because the white part of course is more active, it's brighter, but the female part or the black part is that color because it represents night, and it would be that creates a calmer feeling when you look at it. And if there's a dot of each color inside of each other color when you look at a yin yang. Okay. And that's to represent balance and the fact that both are affected by each other.
Interesting. So the placement of items and furniture and things is important, not necessarily an open feeling, but you want some flow, correct?
Correct. You want to create flow, and you want to think about, for instance, when you come in, if you're to walk into someone's front door, then, you know, and I'll revert to, because this is one of the best tools, and it's very common, is to use the bagua. And the bagua is, it is literally a grid or a map. Most of the times, in the forms that we see it in, it's in an octagon shape. And when you put a room together, what you would do is take that room, let's say if it is a foyer that you're walking into, throw it down on a piece of paper in a square or a rectangle, just put the doors and openings in. And then when you would walk into the house, the door is actually the mouth of qi. That's what it's called. That's where all the qi and energy comes into your home from. So that's probably the most important part in respect to that. When you put your map down, then you're going to look at that map or grid. When you put it over a room, it's easiest for you to use if you break it down into a grid pattern. It's a series of 9 boxes.
So each room you have to do these series of 9 boxes?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
To place your items correctly.
Correct.
To get as much chi in.
Exactly.
And move it the way it's supposed to move. Not too
correct.
Rapidly, but not too,
right.
But you don't want to stop it.
Balance,
either.
Balance, correct.
Balance.
And it depends,
okay,
on which room you want it to be in. In other words, if it's in your living room and you are social people and you entertain, you're going to want to heighten the chi in that space for more activity, so that when people come over to your house, your party isn't boring, pretty much. You know, simple uses like that. That's the one that would be applicable to people in our area, you know. And that's what I was hoping to achieve here today, was to talk about using feng shui in a more practical sense for the area that we live in, as opposed to, you know, hard and fast rules of it. So it's when you sell a home, it would be a practical application of the practice in that home, you know, in the area that we live in.
Buyers look at it. Some buyers, there are people that do look at certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Some want a house facing a certain direction.
Yes.
They want a front door without a staircase, the interior staircase,
right,
lining up to that front door.
Right, right, because that's bad. Because then the chi or the energy, actually, the good energy flows right down your steps and out your front door.
But there's ways to correct
that. There are
that.
Ways to correct it.
All right.
And in everything in this, think of every single step in feng shui reverts back to the yin and the yang, because everything is good and everything is bad. Everything is a double-edged sword. Depends on which side of it you want to pull out. So in respect to that, mirrors are a very positive thing in a space like that, depending on their placement.
Crystals are important. Mirrors are important. Water is important.
Water is very important.
And so wind chimes?
Wind chimes are important.
Clean windows?
Clean windows are important.
Even,
all those things are very important.
Even the doormat that one selects for
that's
their front door, it has to be a certain size and a certain color, correct?
Right.
According to some of the schools of feng shui.
Correct. Because when that energy comes into your home, and a lot of times in, I'm going to revert back for a moment to answer your question with the mirrors, the placement of the mirror is key. When the steps are coming down the house, like when you open the front door, if the steps are coming directly at you, you want to take that mirror and you actually want to put it on the same wall that the door is on. So it would be the left or right of you when you enter the room. That way, when that chi comes down the steps, the mirror grabs it and it reverts it back into the space.
Aha. Uh-huh.
See? And the front door, when we come in, again, is a very active area. One of the key things you want to do is slow that chi down a little bit in that spot, because there is so much activity. And one of the things you can do to ground it is you use an earth element, such as a rock. If you put a rock in that space, it should slow the energy down a bit so that when it comes in, it's not so rapid. So it wouldn't create like a hectic feeling or energy within the space. It'll calm it down.
What about when you walk into a front door and you're confronted, you're met with a mirror coming back at you? Is that necessary?
That's okay.
That's okay.
That you're okay with. And one of the good things about that is it can actually open the space.
What if you don't use your front door?
If you don't use your front door?
Yeah, only when people come over. But you typically, the day-to-day living of the house comes in through the back door.
Right, and you're speaking to that animal right now because I don't. In my house, the front door is in the living room, but I also have a front hall. That's the door we use because it's the door that's closest to the driveway and the garage. So when I don't park in the garage and I park in the driveway, I use the door in the front hall. And in truth, then in that instance, that door is the mouth of the chi that comes into your home. It's the door that's most frequently used. That's
okay,
important.
So that's the door people most frequently use, is the door that you would want to focus on.
It's the one that is used the most because that's the door that opens the most and the most activity and energy or chi comes into that door because it's open the most. It's, you know, it's the energy, whether it's negative or positive, that enters that house. That door's open the most. That's the one that's going to be the mouth of chi.
Okay, so even though it's a side door, back door,
it's irrelevant. It's the one that's used the most.
So then those principles would apply.
Correct.
All right.
That is correct.
Okay, so then you want to make it as balanced as you can.
Right. You want to make it as balanced as you can, and you also want to, some smart things like another great thing to put in a foyer in a space like that is if you want to use the color red. Because red will stimulate the senses, but it will also, even though, like, you would have the rock there to slow the chi down, the red will speed it up a bit, but it doesn't counteract what's done by the rock. What it will do in this instance is it will move forward wealth and prosperity, meaning that the energy that comes into the home, the red is there to help create the prosperity, because there's a whole the color palette in feng shui is very important too. The
which I'm sure we're going to all touch on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know a lot of stuff, so we're going to be headed towards a break in a minute, but when we come back, we'll talk about all of that, okay?
That sounds fantastic.
Okay, Scott Frazier, interior designer, can we have your contact information, please?
Yes, my number is 570-575-4854. You can contact me by email at fraz69b@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank
you. Or if you want to go to, like, you know, Designer to the Stars, you can do that one too. But, you know, we try to keep that on the down low because Jennifer Lopez gets upset. So.
All right. Yeah. Okay, we don't want to.
We don't want to upset J-Lo.
No. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yeah, I don't know how to follow that. We have a great 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home at 423 Marjorie Drive in the Swinnick section of Dunmore for $239,000. This home is remodeled. It has a new kitchen with granite countertops. The baths are also new with granite countertops. The interior has just been painted. The hardwood floors have been beautifully refinished. It also has crown molding, Anderson windows, a new garage door on the two-car garage, and all the appliances are included. So if you're looking for a beautiful remodeled 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home in Dunmore, give us a call about 423 Marjorie Drive in Swinnick for $239,000.
Thank you, Pat. Century 21 Real Estate LLC, the franchisor of the world's largest residential real estate sales organization, recently announced that its website, century21.com, has become the number one most visited real estate franchise website. According to Comscore, century21.com attracted more unique visitors than any other real estate franchise brand site in every month of 2013. In fact, century21.com holds a commanding lead in the number of unique website visitors in 2013, with 25 million for the entire year, which was approximately 10 million unique visitors higher than the next closest national franchise brand. In a year where the industry average for all real estate sites was a 1% gain in total unique website visitors, Century 21 posted a 49% year-over-year increase. So that's good news. It is time for a short break. We will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How's your feng shui going today?
This is terrific. I love this. Today, so far, we have Scott Frazier, interior designer. You're interior designer for 15 years, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you are now completely on your own. You did work for other companies, one being Ethan Allen in
correct.
The past, okay? And you even do interior design for J-Lo?
Well, again, I hate to revert back to this or make you feel reprimanded, but I'm not really contractually allowed to bring it up.
Okay.
No. All right. I mean, like,
we won't go there. Right. All right.
She'll have somebody waiting in the car for me when I get out there in the back seat. It's not a good situation.
No. All right. Well, let's stay away from that then. We were talking about feng shui
yes.
in the first half of the show. We're going to talk about it all second half. Mm-hmm. We brought up some good points on the first half. And you could say
you brought up Bagua. What is that? How do you spell that? What does it mean again?
Bagua is, in fact, it's the map that is used in feng shui to set up not only your entire home, but also to break the rooms down individually from room to room and then break down the areas within the room. So you would use the Bagua for the entire house. Let's say best case scenario for feng shui would be someone who's building. Because if they were hardcore with it, you could put the map down, and when the home is designed by the architect, they would follow those rules.
And the Bagua, the map, is shaped like a stop sign. It's a big octagon.
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And many times when I use it, then after that, when I put the Bagua down within from room to room, for instance, I will move to a square graphed version because I just feel it's easier for people to work with and relate to. And you would put that map down, which has the same color setup and the same nine
elements
segments within it, but you would put that down over the room and it creates a graph, a simple graph, and it lets you know which part of the room serves which function in feng shui.
And if somebody wants to focus on, do they want to, do you equally give each one of these nine parts?
Not equally. It's different in different spaces.
Okay.
You know, again, you want to, if there's a ton of activity coming through your front door, you may want to slow it down to create a less hectic environment coming through the door.
Okay.
But you don't want it to be too slow coming through the front door because that can be, have a, you know, an adverse effect. So again, it goes back to balance.
But it goes into, you want it with these nine different segments.
Yes.
You want to make sure that your flow, the energy is passing through
right
at the level.
What you need to do is really, what you want to do, what each person wants to do, or my goal is, if someone wants me to incorporate feng shui into the design of their home, is I want to take that qi and create the energy level that is most conducive and important to them.
So some it might be
correct
relationships, some
correct
might be success,
yes,
some
exactly
might be health. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got you now. All right, very good.
You know, more tailored, more custom, just like when I design any interior, my goal is to make that interior aesthetically correct and pleasing, and also function correctly for those people who live in that house. It has nothing to do with my personal taste, nothing with my personal style, because to be good at it and to assist people and help them get their house to look and be the way they want it to, your goal has got to be to design it for them. You know,
and their style, their
yes
personality,
correct,
right? I got it.
Correct.
Right.
And the key is, you know, the designer, what they do is they have to bring in their creativity and their discerning eye. That's the key.
Now, just for practical purposes,
yes,
without like really taking feng shui to the limit,
right,
we want to just say, for practical application,
yes,
of feng shui, what, take me through a house, please.
Great. So we would start with the Bagua, and what you have is, think of, I'm going to put it out there in the grid form because I think it'll be easier for people to visualize it that way, since we're using radio as a medium here. In the top left-hand corner is wealth and prosperity. That's represented by color-wise purples, blues, and a bit of reds, okay? Then in the center on the top is fame and reputation. That's red and orange. That's represented that way, and that is a fire element. The next square over on the top of the grid, of the nine-square grid, is love and relationships, and that's represented in pinks, reds, and whites. Here's the key. That red is not as intensified as it is in the second square, which is fame and reputation, or the, you know, fire color. Unless you're doing something else in that space and that's your own business, then you could make that as bright as you want. The second square down in the center is family and physical health, the wood elements, green, florals, stripes, browns, wood elements like that would be things you would use in that space. And the color that you would use in that space, again, is green. Center space is spiritual health and well-being. There, and we would use yellows and earth tones, and that's the earth element. You know, it's the center of it. It's where everything else spins off of. And the space next to that is white and pastels, and that's children and creativity. And we like to use metal elements in those areas, okay? Below it, on the bottom left, is knowledge and wisdom. That's represented by blues and greens. In the very bottom center is career, and that's represented by black, and that is a water element. So when you think of water, blue is not just its color. If you were to go see a pond, or even if you were took a cruise and you were in the ocean at night, it's black. And then the very bottom right-hand corner is travel and helpful people, and that's represented in grays and silvers. Okay, so when we pick different elements to fill in this graph correctly, you'd want to work in those colorways.
So you bring all of this into each room.
Correct.
All right. So.
And each space. If, for instance, if you were to set up a home office, I would have the room work that way. It would be positioned in a certain area of the house. And one of the great places to put a home office could be like, more towards the front of the house, because if you look at the graph, the career's in the very front. Okay, we obviously don't want that to be in the very center front of the house, but maybe one of the front rooms, which actually I think of a lot in current construction, you know, like a rendition of a Georgian colonial. A lot of times I will walk into a foyer and see a home office off to the left, and it is good placement for it for that reason. But then you want to, of course, then use the grid within the room and then within the desk space itself. Important reasons being, you would want to set up your desk, and in fact have up in the top left hand corner, you would want to use purple, because that is wealth and prosperity. And you would want to use something red because red also is a color that represents, you know, energy and money. And gold is another color that would represent wealth. So those are colors that you would want to use up in the left, the top left-hand corner of your desk. So be it on the desk itself, or if, or maybe up on, if the desk had like a hutch top, then maybe up on one of the shelving parts.
Okay.
Okay.
This can be very complicated.
Not really. Not when you just look at it, and not if you don't make it complicated.
Right. Okay.
This will really, a simple guide like this, I think, can walk you right through it very simply.
So people can pretty much get this guide and figure things out for themselves? I mean,
no, then they have to call me.
Right.
I would, you know what I mean? Because then you're going to have a hot mess, and I'm going to come in and fix it.
You're going to have to come in and fix it.
All your wealth and fame is going right out the front
door. Yeah.
Let me fix that for you.
And how does someone get in touch with you, Fraser, please?
My contact number is 570-575-4854, and my email is fraz69b@yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, we don't want a hot mess. We want to do this right. So where do you see people make a lot of mistakes?
That's what I was going to say. What's the biggest mistake people make?
Wow. That's a big question. I think one of the biggest mistakes they will make is, one of them is if the sofa is lined up directly with the front door. Like, you would see that a lot if you walk into someone's living room sometimes. And if the door is centered in that space, many times the sofa will line up directly with the front door, which sometimes can be unharmonious because the chi that's coming in, if they haven't slowed it down, it's going to smack right into the sofa, which is a space that most families sit on. So it's a lot of activity. What can happen in that sort of environment and setup is it can create too much fast-moving energy, tension, hard
anxiety,
feeling, arguing, fighting, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So you would actually want to see if you could take that sofa and move it off to the left or right.
What about walking into a room and coming to the back of a couch or sofa when you're faced coming into a room and there's the back
again,
of it?
Again, that can be good or bad. There are situations where I would possibly do that to sort of stop a certain chi that's coming in.
All right.
Or there might be a situation where I would definitely advise against it because it would stop a positive chi or flow that's coming into the space. So a lot of the answers are different. It's indicative to from home to home and person to person.
And you really just have to see.
Yes.
You'd have to go in and see for
yourself.
Correct.
That's why me putting my eyes on it is really a key element in it.
Someone that knows.
Yeah, correct.
You can't read something on the internet and go by that.
No, because that's how you're going to end up making big mistakes and making a mess out of certain things, because there may be things that aren't considered. Like, again, the positive use of mirrors is something we already touched on. One of the negative uses can be if you're in a living room, since we're speaking about living rooms. If your sofa is there and you have a mirror above it, which we've seen, I think, in a lot of homes, especially if you've been in Green Ridge back in the 80s, they were there, and the television is directly across from it, that is very bad because the energy that comes from that television is too hot. It's an electrical appliance. It's too hot and there's too much activity and movement, so it actually creates chi that is somewhat negative, and it will, now that the mirror, it hits the mirror, it's coming in through the television, A. Now the mirror reflects it, so you've just
Doubled it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
so that is not good placement for a mirror.
No, that is not.
So everything is a double-edged sword. But again, in truth, it's really having a feng shui consultant or a, you know, wildly talented designer look at your space and help you decide what needs to go where and why.
Well, we're at the end of our first show.
Okay.
And I would love to have you back because I didn't touch nearly the amount of items I wanted to touch on today.
Okay, I would absolutely love to come back.
Come back next week, please.
Absolutely, I'd love to. I thank you for having me so much. I appreciate it. I'm very excited about doing it.
All right, Scott Fraser, interior designer. Once again, your contact info, please.
Phone number is 570-575-4854, and my email is fraz69b@yahoo.com.
Thank you, Pat.
Yes, we have a money-making opportunity with a six-unit property in Dunmore at 1205 Prescott Avenue for $184,000. This property is good income with long-term tenants. One unit is currently being renovated, and all the apartments are one bedroom. The roof is newer. It's got stucco exteriors. All of this is on a low-maintenance lot. So if you've been thinking about investing in real estate, this might be for you. That's 1205 Prescott Avenue in Dunmore, 6 one-bedroom apartments for $184,000. And that is listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.